I think we're going to do hammer-ons and pull-offs first. It simply means that you... Hammer-on simply means you pick a note, and without picking again, you put the next note on that same string. So if you're on, let's say you're on first string, fifth fret, in that same pattern we're talking about, and you play, and without picking again, you pick the first note with finger one, and then you hammer-on with finger three. And the trick is, you want to get it so that both notes sound like the same volume. So you wouldn't want to go and have that first note be a lot weaker, and you wouldn't want to go and have that first note be a lot stronger. You want them the same. So, in fact, on your recording, you might not even be able to tell that I'm hammering on. There's a slight change in timbre, but otherwise, the notes have the same volume, all right? And so I want you to practice that. We're going to run through this together. If you start at the sixth string and do a hammer-on on each string as we go along, it'll be, you know, fifth fret hammer-on with pinky, then next string, fifth fret hammer-on with three, fourth string, pick, and then hammer-on with three, pick, hammer, pick, hammer, pick, hammer. So that in of itself can keep you busy if you want to make for even volume throughout the whole thing. We're going to do it together, and it's going to sound like, let me give you the tempo. All right, so nice and slow like that. So you're going to pick, hammer, pick, hammer, and we'll do it together. One, two, three, four. And then we're going to do it on the way back down. Starting at the first string. Now second string. Like that, okay? So we're still hammering. We're not pulling off yet. But we're going down. We're going from the top string to the lowest sixth string. So do it together. Three, four. Now we're going to do the entire exercise together, up and then back, starting on the sixth string. Three, four. Strength. When you do it that slow, we do it that slow for a reason, because it forces you to develop strength in that third and fourth fingers, you know, to hammer on with enough force that the note has the same volume and rings, you know, until the next note. When you do it fast, you don't have the opportunity to really develop that kind of strength. So do it slow like I'm doing it. All right, pull-offs is the reverse of hammer-ons, where you play a note. Suppose you're at the sixth string, fifth fret, and we're gonna put pinky down on the eighth fret, and then lift it off and play the other note with finger one on the fifth fret. Does that make sense? So sixth string, pinky plays the eighth fret, and then pulls off to the fifth fret. Okay. And this is a trick as well. It's not really a trick, but you don't just pull it off, like you don't lift it off, you kinda kick it off or shove it off so that there's a little bit of skin that shoves the string off as it's exiting the string, if you will, you know, so you can keep the same volume for the note that's been pulled off, the second note. So try that for a minute before we do it together. Just try that on different strings. Not in any tempo. All right. And then when you're ready, we'll do it together. We're going to start at the sixth string. Again, pull off from eighth fret to fifth fret. So three, four. Now fifth string. Fourth. Third. Second. first. And now we're going to go in reverse. We're going to do first, second, third, fourth, like that. So three, four. Okay, so we're going to do that entire exercise pull-offs together, all the way from six to one, and then from strings one to six. Three, four. If none of that made sense, or if it was too quick for you, then just rewind and listen to it again, or pause the recording and practice it on your own until you're able to do it with me. Okay? So now we're going to combine hammer-ons and pull-offs together by doing, on the way up you do hammers, and on the way back you do pull-offs. So this is a very common exercise. I'll just demonstrate it. You start at the 5th fret, 6th string, and you do hammer, 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 pick and 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 hammer. And then when you get to the 1st string, we're going to play that 1st string 8th fret note twice. The first one will be with a hammer, the second one will be picked, and then we'll pull it off. It'll sound like this. So now I'm pulling off on the way back down. The whole exercise sounds like this. Extremely useful exercise that you should do for in every position, in every key, every day of the week for the next 2 years. Now, whatever. It won't take you nearly that long. After a week of serious practice, you'll have the technique. And how to, how to use it. I mean, it's just so useful. Now, I can't help but use some other embellishments, but I'll try not to. You know, when you have a rhythm, let's say if it's, we're on an A minor. And now, you can pick whole notes, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, that's no problem, 2, 3, you can pick half notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you can pick whole note, quarter notes, and you can pick eighth notes, 1 and 2 and 3 and that's all no problem to pick those notes. But when it comes to like 16th notes, 2, 3, 4. Or as I'm doing there, doubles. Which I don't recommend you try yet. I'm just giving you a sense of how useful this is. And we're only in one pentatonic shape. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, it gives you a whole new world. So again, highly recommend you practice that exercise where you hammer on the way up, pull off on the way down. We're gonna do it together. 1, 2, 3, 4. When I talk about doubling, I just mean I'm doing hammer-ons and pull-offs on the same string. I mean, you can practice that too. Once you practice the first way I showed you, that exercise we just did together, you could do a double. So you could do 6th string, 5th fret, hammer, and pull-off. And now you got 3 notes for the price of 1 pick. All right. So try that for an exercise. Right, so we'll do it together. But again, only after you practice the first exercise, practicing the hammer-ons and pull-offs separately before you put them together. So maybe earmark this portion of your recording and then come back to it later. I see we're at the 12-minute mark, so. It sounds like this. 3, 4. And then you could either do that on the same, do that on the way down as well, same pattern. Okay, now we're gonna reverse the pattern. Instead of hammer on first and then pull off, now it's pull off and then hammer on. Namely, it's fret numbers 8, then pull off to 5, and then hammer on back to 8. String 6 we're starting on, so it would be. That gives you a good sense of it. You can also mix these two. Suppose you do on the way up it's hammer on, and on the way up, on the way back it's pull off. So it would be a. See what I mean? Or reverse it. First it's pull off, and then on the way down. You know, do multiple. After you develop strength in your hand, by the way, sometimes I use 3 instead of 4, and that's okay. Like on the strings where, like on the first string, if I'm doing multiple hammer-ons and pull-offs, I could do it with 4, but I don't always. I use 3. And you can totally use that if you want to. So I actually can create perpetual motion. You know, and there are guitar solos like this. One of the famous hammer-on and pull-off guitar solos is in the song "Don't Stop Believin'." It's kind of like, I'm not going to attempt to play it right now, unprepared, but, like that, he goes, when that really fast section comes in, that's all pull-offs. There's no way you could pick that fast. I mean, it's something like, if you're at the... you know... You start by, you know, something like, it's in the key of E right there. But, so that's, you know, obviously I'd have to practice it to get it. So, digressing a little bit, that's right. It shows you the power of these hammer-ons and pull-offs.